السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Yesterday we spoke about the physical appearance of the dwellers of Jannah, that they will be hairless, beardless, fair in complexion, with kuhul surma in the eyes. And this will all be to enhance physical beauty. They will be 33 years of age. Length, 60 cubits. That was the height of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and width, 7 cubits. And all of this so that you can get greater enjoyment in the pleasures of Jannah. A bigger body so that you can enjoy the bounties of Allah in Jannah to a greater extent. Today I want to talk to you about the buildings of Jannah. But before I do that, I want you to just imagine for a moment, just think about the smartest, most beautiful, most attractive building that you've seen on earth. Whether it's some commercial property in Dubai, or whether it is something in Kuala Lumpur, or someone's house in Indonesia, the best building you've ever seen in your life. Think about it. Just imagine it, picture it for a moment. Now, let me tell you about the buildings of Jannah. The bricks are of gold and silver. There's no face brick and, you know, that kind of thing. Gold and silver. The cement is a fragrant musk. The stones and the pebbles that will be used will be of pearls and sapphires. The soil, the building sand, will be of saffron. You know, when your wife has a small tin of zafran in the kitchen, she values it. The sand, the building sand in Jannah will be of saffron. The houses of Jannah will be such that as soon as you enter it, you'll be filled with joy and you will never know misery. You will live there in forever. You can build the most palatial of homes in this world. At some point, your children are going to fight over who inherits. In Jannah, you live in there forever. Your clothes will never wear out. The domestic won't burn it in Jannah. It won't get small. You won't expand. You won't carry extra tires around the waist. Your youth will never fade. And Allah says in Surah Muhammad, وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ. When they enter Jannah, they'll know exactly which house is theirs. You will know in your house in Jannah better than you will know your house here on planet Earth. You could be living for 60 years in the same house, but when you walk into Jannah, automatically Allah will make it such, you will know which house is yours. Then, you know, like in this world, you have your main house and then you've got your beach flat, right? In Jannah, you'll have a tent, khiyam, pavilion. Khiyam in Arabic is a kind of tent that the Arabs used to make out of fabric. Every believer in Jannah will have minimum one tent that is made out of a hollowed pearl, 60 miles in height. 60 miles in height. That tent, this is not your main house, this is your beach flat. That tent will be so big that in every corner you will have a different hoor whom nobody can see and nobody will ever see. Allah talks about this in Surah Rahman. Hoorun maqsuratun fil khiyam. These beautiful, fair-looking women, maqsurat, they'll be guarded in one corner, fil khiyam, of those tents and those pavilions. Now, how do we earn Jannah? Yesterday we mentioned that speak a courteous word. If you don't have something good to say, keep quiet. But when you say, speak nicely, softly, gently, diplomatically, respectfully. Today, I want to discuss another part of a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhan nas, that O people, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam listed a few things that you can do in order to enter Jannah. And one of the things he said, Wa at'imu ta'am, feed people. Obviously, feed those who are hungry, feed those who are poor and destitute. But even those people who are not hungry, you feed them out of your generosity. Let your dastarkhan be laden, let your tablecloth be open. Especially in the month of Ramadan, feed the servants of Allah. Feeding others is such an action, an easy action. You don't, according to what you can afford, you don't have to feed everyone prawns. You don't have to have a braai. whatever you can afford, give and feed people, and that can be a stepping stone to Jannah. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول